Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy York. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eldon Ocker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Ocker. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Ocker drops the ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. York fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Brucker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ocker fields it and throws to third for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Hill moves to third. Brucker moves to second. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. Brucker scores. Peters moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert misplays the ball. That's an error on Gelbert. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Finney moves to third. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hill reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 10-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Slick Kaufman. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gelbert strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. White scores. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Greenberg scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's 13-4, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hayworth. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 14-4, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 15-4, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Schoolboy Row. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Fox reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-4 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 16-4, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen pinch hits for Jack Russell. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.